was hiking a popular pastime?
Well, at one point in my life, I think the summer of my junior year in college, I got a job as a counselor for a small girls' camp in Maine. And well, at college, we just walked miles and miles and miles. We didn't call it hiking in those days. We just went for long walks. You walk 15 miles at a time, or something, even in the very cold weather, and go somewhere for a picnic. And all. We did a lot of hiking and that sort of thing without coal. We didn't backpack or anything. We just took long walks. And well, then when I was counselor for a kids' camp in Maine, and I going up on the boat from Boston with the girls and the people who were to run the camp on Long Lake in Maine, I suddenly realized at that time I couldn't swim. I'd been in and out of the water all the time, but somehow I'd never really learned to swim, and I suddenly realized I was responsible for these kids swimming. I would have been in canoes and all that without really being, I doubt very much if I could have drowned, you know, really. I'd been in and out of the water so much. But I was not technically a swimmer. But fortunately, I had read a newspaper account only a few days before. It must have stuck in my mind. It said it's a perfectly simple way to learn to swim or to teach swimming is to do a dead man's float. You know, learn to float flat out with your face in the water. Pick up your face and swim, that's all. So by George, when I first got up to the camp, I took myself around the corner of the little pier and did a dead man's float and found myself swimming, you know, any kind of a dog paddle. Well, I had all the kids in camp swimming in 20 minutes, nothing to that. And then we all learned to swim together, as it were. We learned different strokes, and I knew about that in general. And, you know, a dog paddle and a breaststroke and an Australian crawl and all that. So we were all swimming in no time. And I knew about canoeing anyway, and I had them all canoeing and all that in no time. We didn't do anything with sailing boats, we just canoes. And we did a lot of hiking that summer and went hiking up Mount Monadnock and spent the night on sleeping on the top of the mountain, things like that. Just a small girls' camp, so it was a small group, but it was great fun. So that was my really first professional interest in that. I never did it again, really, but down here, this wasn't hiking country in those days. It was mostly swimming and then, of course, a great deal of dancing in the open air over at the Saturday night dances at the Roney Plaza, and you'd end up by going swimming and go have breakfast somewhere all that long. So all every Saturday night dances were marvelous in the moonlight and with a good band and so on. So that was really the swimming and dancing were my chief exercises. Swimming, dancing, and canoeing, you might say.
That sounds marvelous.
Well, it was.
It was going on all night.
Well, go on as long as you could stand it, or you wanted to. Nobody could stop you if you wanted to go in swimming and then put some clothes on and go and have breakfast. In the early morning you could, or you could quit at any time you wanted to. There was no regular rule about it. I very rarely stayed up till dawn because I'd get sleepy. But even after I built this house, a lot of us would be doing that swimming and dancing business from here, from Coconut Grove.